It is so overwhelming. And so I thought, well, people are going to hear all this news about this, I call him the madman from North Korea, saying he's going to send guided missiles over here with atomic warheads and all of that. We live in this strange, overwhelming time where we need, if anything, the antidote for fear. Now, I when I was younger, I went through a breakdown, and I know how hard when you go through fear, it's mainly mental, emotional, you need something supernatural to deliver you. And you know, it doesn't come in tranquilizers. They had me on such strong tranquilizers, I was like a walking zombie. That didn't relieve me of fear. And all the medication that the doctors could give and all the counseling that psychiatrists could give didn't deliver me from fear. But just calling on the name of Yeshua one day in 2 minutes did more to deliver me than that 7 years of medication and psychiatric care and all of that. And so I looked in the Word, and this fourth chapter of 1 John is the most powerful thing. And don't kid yourself, this man John, Yohanan, who wrote that, inspired by God, was called the apostle whom Jesus loved. The disciple whom Jesus loved was John. And he wrote that, and he knew all about God's deliverance through love. And you say, how did this love come? This wasn't just like Hollywood love that's almost no love. This was the real thing. Remember, Coke used to say the real thing. Well, the real thing is not Coke. The real thing is God's love. And if we knew God's love, we would know deliverance. And so John writes in that, 1 John 4, verse 10, this is love. Not that we loved God. We didn't do the first move. Salvation doesn't see us in the first move. Salvation sees God in the first move. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and he did this. He sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Do you know that even though the idea of the atoning sacrifice began in the Jewish community, but today, outside of what God has done, there is no atoning sacrifice in all of the Jewish rituals. That is what is missing. And it says this, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. This is the God of Israel. And sent his son, Adonai sent Mashiach, Messiah, as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. He laid down his life for our sins. Dear friends, this is how God is addressing us. Not, see, I'm going to punish you. No, dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, this is when God has moved in us, and we love one another the way we're supposed to. God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us of his ruach, his spirit. Now, on the 27th, we're going to have a baptismal service. And if you read carefully in the New Testament, the New Covenant, about what baptism is, you'll read that Peter, who had denied the Lord three times, is suddenly empowered by the Ruach HaKodesh, God's Spirit, and gets up among all these Jews on Pentecost, the day of Pentecost. They're having this great coming together of Jews from all parts of the dispersion there in Jerusalem. And Peter gives this dynamic message on God sending his Messiah, and that our people, many of them, rejected him. And even some said, crucify him. And here these people are all in front of Peter, and he says, you have rejected the Holy One. And they said, the same people who probably had been there and said, crucify him, said, brothers, they say to the disciples, brothers, what shall we do? He says, repent, turn around, do an about turn, be baptized in his name. By the way, baptism began with the Jews too. Be baptized in his name for the forgiveness of sins. So what happens in baptism? You in this fallen being that you are, this fallen body and this fallen spirit, get immersed in the water. It's like you're dying with Yeshua to the old life. Be immersed in his name for the forgiveness of sins. You're bearing that old nature. You're receiving the Ruach HaKodesh, God's Spirit, into your heart. You're becoming a new creation in the Messiah. You're raised to a new life. He says, repent. Turn around. Be baptized in his name for the forgiveness of sins. And you shall receive the gift. It's a gift from God. It isn't something you work for. It's a free gift when you repent and receive Yeshua as the atoning sacrifice. Jesus is died in our place. He is the atoning sacrifice from Adonai, the God of Israel. And you shall receive the gift. It's a gift from God. Of the Ruach HaKodesh, God's Spirit enters you and enables you to live the life that he calls you, the life of love. And so he says, listen to the extent of this promise. He says the promise is for you, you who just realized you rejected the Messiah, for your children, and for all who are far off. You know, when we're born into this world, we aren't really born knowing God. We're born afar off. The promise is for you and for your children, for all who are afar off. You know, I love the Negro spirituals. The black people would sing, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. You know, it's only when we say, I hear that message. You know, to whom it's being given? It's me, Lord. I'm the one in the need of prayer. God, come into my heart and change my life. My father was dying when I heard that. And it was Passover of 1950, and I came to the Lord. And I had to say, it's me, O Lord. And you know, that's hard for a Jewish person. You aren't brought up like that, you know, to believe that Jesus... In fact, the rabbis often say to their own people, you know, when you believe in Jesus, you're no longer a Jew, you're a Christian. Well, that's such double talk. The whole idea of Messiah came from Israel. And the strange thing is, right in the Jewish oral law that the rabbis wrote, I have it at home. It's Tractate Sanhedrin, 98b. It says, the world was made for Messiah, of whom it is written, and it quotes Isaiah 53. And Isaiah 53 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. Every one of us. We're born like that, astray, away from God. We have turned everyone to his own way. And Adonai, the Lord God of Israel, has laid on him, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, the iniquity of us all. Every one of us. And it's only when we stand in that place and say, it's me, O Lord, you're talking to me. And you receive him, you're immersed in his name for the forgiveness of sin, and you receive the Spirit, and when you come up, you're a new person, you're a member of the household of God, your citizenship is in heaven. You know why we shouldn't be afraid? This isn't our citizenship here. When we say the prayers in Hebrew, we call him Melech HaOlam, the King of the Universe. If you see a picture from outer space, we are such a dot. And the scientists will tell us, we're a part of the galaxy called Milky Way. If we could go the speed of light, which we can't, if we could go the speed of light, we would never get out of this galaxy in a lifetime. And there are all these galaxies out there beyond us. That's how little we are. And when God puts his Spirit in us, we become a citizen of a new creation, of heaven itself, and we will live with him forever. He said, lo, I am with you always. And he is, even to the end of the age. When I had my breakdown when I was young, I stood in front of a judge, Judge Shemansky, who said, I commit you indefinitely to Ypsilanti State Hospital. And I ended up at Herman Kiefer Hospital waiting to go to Ypsilanti State Hospital. And a man came in a black suit with a clerical collar. And he told me he was a chaplain. And he said, may I pray for you? Well, prior to this, when God was telling me, you're going to go through this. And on the downtown street corner, looking at Crowley Milner's and J.L. Hudson, I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And I stood there crying. I didn't know why I was crying. And most people never knew that this happened to me. And there I was. I remembered that word, lo, I am with you always. That's the way the Gospel of Matthew ends, with Yeshua talking to the disciples after the resurrection and telling them they are to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And he says, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And so this chaplain said, I never saw him before. The only way I knew was a chaplain. He had on a clerical collar. He said, may I pray with you? I said, go ahead. And he prays for God's hand to be on me. And he ends with, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Can you imagine how I felt? That was a word from God. It had to be. He didn't know what had happened to me. And I believe it's a word for each of us, that if we will open our hearts to God and receive Yeshua and the Holy Spirit into our hearts, God will transform our lives. God will cleanse us of all the wrong that went ahead of us, that is part of our life. And he will give us a new life in the Holy Spirit. For the fruit of the Spirit, Paul wrote, is love. And it's a singular verb, is. And I say, because all that comes after must be, it's manifested as. Is love manifested as joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. There's no judgment there. And they who belong to Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, have crucified, have put to death the fallen nature. That's what salvation is all about. I am going to die with Yeshua and be raised to a new life with the Holy Spirit governing me. What a gift. Listen, I can assure you, you can't get that gift in any hospital or any psychiatric office or anything like that. It has to come from the living God, and it's so valuable. It's the most valuable thing you'll have in this life, and yet it's free. It's free. So I would invite anyone who's never made that move. But listen to this. There is no fear in love. This love that comes from the Spirit of God living in you. Perfect love drives out fear. It's better than tranquilizers. It's better than sleeping pills. It's better than trying to get it with alcohol. It doesn't work. But perfect love, the love of the Spirit, drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. Yeshua's salvation is not about punishment. It's about forgiveness and eternal life. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And here's how it ends. It's something mandatory. Whoever loves God must, this is a divine imperative, also love his brother. That's what happens when the Holy Spirit comes in. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would work in each and every heart, that there would be this passion in our souls to receive your atoning sacrifice, your forgiveness of sin, and Chaye Olam, life eternal, in the Messiah through the power of the Holy Spirit. God, work your work in every life here, every family represented, every child in that family. In Yeshua's name. John, don't you have some